Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight. Hello, everybody. Open mic Tuesday night. Hope all is well in your life. And the program where you can pick your own subject and call in and talk about it. We're probably going to have a temporary number. We don't have an engineer. So we'll do it the same way we did it last night. A temporary number. We'll give it out to you in a little bit. Well, I heard on the news, and I didn't hear anything about casualties, how many people were killed, but a bridge collapse, Baltimore. Wow. That's horrendous. That's horrible. Well, you know, it shows you. Now, I don't know what the cause was. I think it was just that the bridge was old, as far as I could tell from the newsreel, you know. But it shows you and tells you that the government needs to do a lot more to prevent things of this nature, to protect people. You know, I was sitting in the cafe just yesterday and today. I usually go there once a day. And it occurred to me that anybody can walk in that door and start shooting people. Nobody there to stop them. You know? Now, we have spoken about this before. We have proposed a solution, you know, and people are too damn worried about the inconveniencing people. Well, you know what I say? The hell with that. Who cares? The solution, first of all, in this day and age where people blow things up and want to kill people and you never know what's going to happen next, the National Guard should be out there patrolling every block. That's what I believe. Every block. You know. And the public places and the business, either patrol every block or have a dog at the door with a trained officer. You know, either or. I mean, to prevent people from going into a place with a weapon to hurt and kill other people. I mean, a trained dog could pick that up in a minute if a person has a weapon on them. You know, and of course the officer would have to spring into action. But there are two options. You know, National Guard patrolling, checking, make sure. Well, actually, the dog at the door, I think, is safer than the National Guard because it's right at the door. Person cannot, the perpetrator cannot get in to the establishment. Then you know, they're not going to be able to harm people within those walls. You got to snatch them when they're outside before they get in. So I would opt for that. The dog at the door, especially with schools and any business that would want that kind of protection. I don't see how you could legislate that. You know, it would have to be volunteer to protect people and to protect the establishment and protect the workers in the schools, businesses, etc. Now, as far as the infrastructure goes and the bridges, that needs to be checked a lot more often than they are checking it. I mean, people's lives are up there. And the preventative measures obviously aren't working. They're not doing anything. If a bridge can collapse, you know, who is responsible for checking that out, for making sure that that bridge was safe, you know? And then, of course, you know, if it's not safe, you gotta close it until you make it safe. See, everything centers around money. That's what they're worried about more than anything else, the money. Who's going to pay for it? Or how are you going to get the funds? Inconvenience people who have to make the money or go to work, and anything associated with money comes first over protective mechanisms and measures. That's the one thing that I don't like about this country. People should come first. I mean, they do that with the damn nursing homes, too. The money. All the money they're taking in. They don't care about the people. So the government typically operates that way. And they need to change it. You know, these bridges and tunnels and everything else need to be checked more often and watched over and preventative measures should be in place. And whatever preventative measures they have now obviously are not enough, evident by the fact of this collapse. In Baltimore, they said it was in Baltimore. Horrible. I don't think it's going to help Mr. Biden's campaign. What about the other bridges of the same age or similar? You know, what they should do now is check all the bridges in this country. And, they have this technology stuff now, so it probably would maybe make it a little easier. I don't know, but all the bridges should be checked and to make sure that they're safe. Inner Sight reminds you, safety, preventative, needs to be increased in this country a lot more. All right, this is Open Mic, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004, adopt an Akita, and Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady out there in New Jersey. Thank her for all her help and caring of my guide dog. Greatly appreciate that. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net on the email. If you want to click them on an email. All right, check it out. Big East, Akita Rescue. The phone number, 388-7004. It's a 609-388-7004. Hey, we're brought to you by A Day from Milton, the guide dog that was killed at the guide dog school almost 2 years now. Day from Milton, to create awareness that the school should be licensed And you see, there it is again, the safety. You know, why hasn't the government insisted that these schools be regulated and licensed? Why? Because there was only one guide dog that we know of that was killed? How do we know others haven't been killed, been covered up? You don't know. The school should be licensed and regulated and made safer for those who work there, for the dogs, and for those who will be training at the school. Everybody counts. All right. A day for Milton. We did a day for Milton last May. It was a beautiful, beautiful event. I want to thank Ed Romaine for issuing the proclamation of a day for Milton. And anyone who would like to do a day for Milton in another state, we do have the proclamation. We can get you a copy of it. We can guide you through how we did it. You know, you get a place donated. Get people together. You know, we would make up a leaflet. So we're going to try to get a day for Milton in Montana. We started Inner Sight Montana, and coming up is Inner Sight Massachusetts. And the up and coming chapter president in Massachusetts, Brandy, who is a disabled woman, is very excited about having a day for Milton. So I'm pretty sure that that will fly. A day for Milton. If you'd like to inquire more about that, call us on the Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. Or drop us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. All right, we're brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929, SILOs. And we are planning to join with them in a news conference to present the solution and how the nursing homes can be used to better serve, turned into accessible housing. So that's the up-and-coming news conference. We'll be giving a lot of facts, and people will be able to tell their stories, and so on and so forth. SILOs, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929, and thank you so much, Jose Delgado and Jill and Brianna and everybody, Judy over there, everybody. Thank you for working with us. And if you're in Bellport, New York, check out Shelby's Kitchen. You'll see a great presence of Milton the guide dog in there. Beautiful pictures, painting, and so on. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444 for your catering needs. Shelby. Again, 631-286-0444 on the Shelby's Kitchen. All right, Inner Sight. And let's see, we're brought to you by Third Eye Insight, if you want to stay in shape, have some fun. Good way to keep your weight down, too. Jumping around, learning how to defend yourself. 631-445-3464, Third Eye Insight. The guy's name is Devin Fernandez. So check it out. Make a note of the number, 631-445-3464, Devin Fernandez, third eye insight. I want to thank all our friends for helping keep the show on the air. Suffolk Bus Corp, Islip Cleaners, Kennedy Realty in Islip, 631-888-1186 on the phone number. And Mr. Kennedy, a good friend of Inner Sight, hoping that his wife is recovering well, having a bout with cancer. You can win, Doreen. You're going to win. Inner Sight behind you. All right. Speaking of which, my good friend Pepper had her eye surgery, and she has to go back this Friday. So prayers for Pepper through Inner Sight or whatever denomination you attend. All right, Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. And engineer, you're not there, right? Where's the engineer? All right, our engineer is not here again tonight. I think I'm going to fire her. Didn't even call me. We have a temporary number that you can call if you wish to be on the show and with a comment. temporary number to call in. Let me repeat that again. 631-487-2038. And we're brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, Go an Extra Mile for a Child, Inner Sight, remind you. All right. And if you need dog food, cat food, it's free of charge. We got a good number for you. Make a note of it. 631-484-3085. The place is called Nobody Starves on Long Island. That's the name of the company and the website. Nobody Starved on Long Island. And you speak with Gary. He's the guy who makes it all happen. 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary. Dog food, cat food, and when they're able to, they are getting people medical for their animals, too. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and we're going to try to Louis, if you're listening, call in on the temporary number. I can get you on the line. 631-487-2038. You should make a note of that. I'll repeat it in a little while. We usually try to get Lou on the show about 30, so... All right, Inner Sight, New York, 816, open mic, and next month is the baseball season. Play ball, as they used to go in the old days, you know, the umpires, you know. So I'm sure that a lot of people will be happy about the baseball. You got a lot of baseball fans. I used to be a big baseball fan back in the old days. Well, no, I'm not that old, but next month my birthday, but I'm not that old, but you call them the old days, you know, a lot of the played when I was growing up are gone. Oh, the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Giants, the Phillies, I remember Ted Kluszewski, Cincinnati, first base, I think he played first base, Pete Rose was another one, Gus Bell, who played, I think he played for Pittsburgh Pirates, Roberto Clemente, who died very young in an airplane crash. They say he was one of the most beautiful people you ever wanted to know, Roberto Clemente. All right, and of course the old Brooklyn Dodgers, Duke Snyder. Snyder was my favorite. I loved the Duke. George Herman Snyder, Duke Snyder, center field. And, of course, the rifle Carl Furillo, that arm, that throwing arm that he had. He could go all the way from deep right field on a line drive to home plate. Carl Furillo, all right? I remember all the Brooklyn Dodgers, the great Don Newcomb. And the Giants, of course, Bobby Thompson and the great, great, who's still alive, Willie Mays, up in his 90s. So these are some of the people I remember. You know, not being able to see that good. I used to go to the park, and I could barely see a little bit, you know. But, of course, I could hear it. And you had the great Roy Campanella, who became disabled. So many great players. Gil Hodges, of course, the first baseman. Billy Cox, Pee Wee Reese. You know, great, great ball players. Jackie Robinson. And the Giants, you had Alvin Dark. Juan Marichal was a great pitcher for the Giants. And, of course, when the Brooklyn Dodgers moved to Los Angeles, a lot of people got very, very upset over that. You know, it really shook them up. I mean, no more Brooklyn Dodgers, no more. We used to go to Ebbets Field. They built a big apartment complex over there. So the baseball season will be back. I don't know exactly what date it starts, but April, usually the middle of April. Anybody out there know about opening day? Give us a call on the Intersight temporary line, 631-487-2038. And if you have that information, when is opening day in New York? And, of course, the old Yankees, some of the greats, Mickey Mantle, Allie Reynolds, Hank Bauer, Yogi Berra, Gil McDougal, and Phil Rizzuto, some of the great, great Yankee players, Bobby Richardson, Bobby Mercer, and so many more. Those are some of the old timers I remember. Some of them are still alive. And sometimes they'll come out on opening day, you know, the opening day ceremony. Then they have the Old Timers Day. That's when you get all the old guys that come out. And sometimes, and I don't know if they still do it, but they used to have the Old Timers Game, a baseball game. you know, they choose up sides, and before the regular game, they would have what they call the old timers game, and that was really funny. It was really cool and beautiful to see some of these guys jumping around, you know, and of course the announcers would have fun with that, you know. It would be a fun thing to watch the old timers, and then the old timers get to meet the new timers, you know. So that's the baseball. Some of the legendary players. Ted Kulczewski was another one on Cincinnati. Great Ted Kulczewski. Ted Williams, one of the greatest players. Boston Red Sox, Ted Williams. And all memories that people have of these players, and of course the great Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth going back, who established records in baseball, and then later on those records were broken. All right, Inner Sight open mic. You can pick out your own subject if you want to call in. Temporary number, 631-472038. And we'll get you on the air on this open mic night, Inner Sight. And let's see, tomorrow night is our nursing home show. And we have an appropriate subtitle for tomorrow night. The title of the show is always Turn the Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing, but then we pick a subtitle, and tomorrow night that'll be The President of the United States Should Abolish Nursing Homes. You know, there are certain things that shouldn't be, and these nursing homes are one of them. So we'll talk about that tomorrow night and how it would benefit millions, including Mr. Biden. Thursday we'll have a subject to be announced. And Friday, of course, we do the funnies around here. Now, this Friday is Thursday and Friday is really like a holiday. You know, some of the Easter is coming up on Sunday, so I don't know. We'll have to decide whether we want to do shows on Thursday and Friday. But Easter Sunday coming up, and of course the Passover, I'm not sure of that date, and the spring weather should be coming in more. All right, Inner Sight open mic, and it's amazing how we talked about it last night a little bit, how Mr. Trump has gotten in all his trouble with these lawsuits, and now is raising money to pay these people, you know. And we talked about how the money is there because of investments that he helped people to make, I guess. I think that's how it works. And people are indebted to him for that. So they're going to turn around and help him. And we contrasted that with the agencies for the disabled. The money is there to help us in these agencies because of us, similar to the way the money that these investors have because of Trump. So why are these agencies so ungrateful? And they're not helping us change this system for the better. They're ungrateful to us, to the fact that we enable them to get the money that they get. See? That money should be changed. That money should be used, I should say, to help people to live their lives. And one, let me give you one example, the big one, of course. The nursing homes. Every agency should reach out into the community and start establishing funds to help people stay out of a nursing home. Now, InnerSight wants to try to do that. We're setting up chapters in other states to do it. And we are determined to do it. And we're setting the example for these agencies. They ought to come in and participate with us. And what's needed in that connection, we mentioned last night, is a lobby in Washington to ensure that if someone gets extra help for a specific reason, you know, in other words, to stay out of a nursing home, that none of their benefits can be cut. There's a basis for that now in the government with this senior citizen, the money that we're getting, some of us who are senior citizens, the extra money is not much, but the principle is there. And they've made the statement publicly that it cannot interfere with any of your benefits. So there it is. It's happening already in that way. Take it further. Of course, then you what you do when you take it further with the nursing home, then you ultimately eliminate the nursing homes. Well, who needs them anyway? You wouldn't need them if you had the money to stay in your own home, would you? And get the people you need to help you and whoever else and whatever else. So these agencies should join with InnerSight and start doing this. Because many of the people who work for these agencies, hear what I say, world, many of these people who work for agencies to help the disabled are going to wind up in nursing homes. They're going to lose their pension. They're going to lose their home and everything else. Because that's the direction that the state goes in when they deem you insufficient or whatever, you know, and you can't take care of yourself and all that. Nursing home. And there goes your money. There goes your home. There goes all your resources. So the people in the agencies should do it not only for us and all the other millions, they should do it for themselves. On the open mic temporary number here. If you would like to call in. Open mic. And let's see. We usually get Louis Rivera. But we'll have to place a call to him tonight because we don't have the regular number All right, 8:35 on the inner site, New York. Stand by. I'm going to try and get Louis Rivera on the line. But you'll have to stand by. I'm gonna break the station, which means you're gonna hear silence. All right. Thank you. Stand by. All right. Inner Sight and Louis Rivera, the great great star, Louis the Lip. How are you, Lou?
Oh, okay. How are you?
Good. Good.
Look at it. I'm filling in for Suzanne Taurasi Ferreira. I'm filling in for her.
Yeah, somebody has to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is open mic.
Yep.
You know, and you can talk about whatever you want on this show. You got to keep it clean, though. You know, we don't want no dirty words on here.
No. I won't do dirty words, no.
None of that stuff.
No. I want to save it for Friday for the frolics.
Oh, yeah. The funnies will be on Friday. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, what if Lauren Hardy? I got an idea for a skit. See, Lauren Hardy opened up a funeral parlor.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, I just heard it since Friday.
Yeah. You know, and they somebody came in with a body, and Hardy says, "Well, come on, Stanley, take this body and let we got to get him ready." Well, now wait a minute. Now how do you know he's dead? What? My mother used to say, "If he's alive, pinch him. Let's see if he squeals." Are you crazy? That's going to be Friday night. We'll see what happens, see if the guy's dead or alive, right?
Yeah, my name is Daniel Laura. I'm with Dr. Hardy here.
That's it. The Stan and Laurel Funeral Home.
Yeah.
Friday night on Inner Sight.
Yeah.
And Louis Rivera will play the dead body. No. You'd be good at the dead body. You'd be a good actor.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so did you have a good day?
What about you? You're at home all day?
No, I go out in the morning. I take a walk. I go to the Coffee Bean.
Yeah, what'd you have, breakfast?
Yeah.
What'd you have, anything good?
Yeah, potatoes and eggs, piece of lemon blueberry cake. And my drink with honey and almond milk and the mocha.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee. Oh,
Hot coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah. No sugar?
No. Honey. It was pretty cold out there this morning, so.
Yeah. What time you go to that Coffee Beans store?
8, 9 o'clock.
Yeah. You don't go there all the time?
I usually go there in the morning. That's it.
Yeah. Well, how's the potatoes and eggs?
Good, yeah. Very good.
No cheese?
Yeah, there's a little cheese on it, but I try to take it off. I don't eat the cheese, you know.
Yeah, I like it. It's good for me.
Yeah, you would eat the cheese.
I eat sometimes. They got bacon?
Yeah.
You don't like bacon?
Yeah, I like bacon.
Yeah. How's it very tasty?
Yeah.
Is that a small bowl or big bowl?
No, it's small.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, one day if you come over to Sayville in the morning, I'll take you in there.
Yeah, I'll get my breakfast.
All right.
Yeah, you use a credit card?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you hang out there and then you go back to your place?
Yeah.
You didn't bring the dog with you.
Sometimes I got to go to the store. Oh, yeah, my dog goes all over me, sure.
No, you don't want to go on. Did you see these people with the dog?
Yeah, they like dogs in there. They're very pet friendly. You could bring what's your dog's name?
I gotta get permission to
Juno,
my mom.
Juno.
I gotta get permission to my mom and dad first, so I bring them over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't take them on the bus or the train. So.
No, we don't do that. No.
He's not a service dog.
I know. What's the name of that coffee shop?
Coffee Bean.
Coffee Bean? Where's it? Not too far from the Sayville Theater?
No, it's only a block away.
Yeah, well, you go straight, you make a right or make a left?
Yeah, you make a right.
Yep.
Right on Main Street.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're not too far from the Sayville Theater?
No, I walk over there all the time.
Well, you live on a corner from there?
No, I live up on the boulevard, but I walk.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, I go to the movie theater sometimes with my brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good movies over there?
We got Ghostbusters, Frozen Empires in theater, the Ghostbusters movie.
Ghostbusters? Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters, who are you going to call?
I don't afraid of no ghosts.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a good time, my brother and my sister-in-law. We had a Coke drink. I had popcorn.
Huh.
Popcorn with butter.
Well, this Sunday you got to watch out for the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Coming down the trail there.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Big white rabbit.
We might go to Olive Garden because on Easter Sunday, the restaurant will be crowded.
Yeah.
Be crowded on Easter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Olive Garden be crowded, Applebee's be crowded, different restaurants be crowded.
Yeah, which one are you going to go to?
I might go to Olive Garden, I don't know.
Oh.
I had a time in Olive Garden, I had a spaghetti and meatball, I had spaghetti and meat sauce.
Yeah, I had it from Umberto's, my friend.
What's the name of this place?
Giovanni is the owner, Umberto.
Where is it located?
Right around the corner from the Sayville Theater.
Yeah, was that, pizzeria?
Yeah.
Oh, right there. Oh, okay. We were there last time. Before I go to the movie, I have a little lunch before I go into the theater.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you were right there in Sayville. You should have called me.
Yeah, I wish I could take you to the theater, but you're bringing money.
Yeah, well, I don't usually go to movies, but...
Yeah.
Unless it's a Humphrey Bogart movie. Now, that I like, you know.
Yeah. I different things. The one is downstairs. Go to the left side. Or take the stairs. You gotta use the handle.
Yeah.
It keep you from falling. You won't get hurt. Fall down.
Yeah. Now listen. Humphrey Bogart. See, and this is in the sight. Now don't get smart. See, it'll be curtains for you.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah.
We don't fool around over here. We mean business. See. How's that? Pretty good.
Okay. Hey, Frank, I got athlete's foot.
Athlete's foot.
I got dirty feet.
Dirty feet. Wait a minute. You don't wash your feet?
Not anymore.
Why not?
Yeah, because Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero said so.
Hey, that's a good one for Friday. I'm gonna use that. Suzanne told you don't wash your feet? What kind of stuff is this?
I spray it with perfume.
Perfume?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you got feet that smell like perfume?
No, it smells like butter.
Butter?
I gotta tell Suzanne about this.
You got butter perfume on your feet?
No.
Wait a minute. Butter, have you got any bread to go with it?
No, I got dirty feet, Frank.
Dirty feet?
I got dirty socks.
Well, you better wash your socks.
Yeah, I put it in the laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I got, when you take a bath or take a shower, I got to do your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I can go on your inside. Don't take your shoes and sock off.
No. You go on inside, you better have clean feet.
What, clean feet?
Yeah, none of that dirty perfume feet.
No, I'll put some powder on it.
Yeah, foot powder, the good powder. I got that.
What you got? You got Dr. Scholl's foot powder?
No, I got another one.
Gold Bond?
No, I got one from the health store. Peppermint, tea tree oil.
No, I never try. I take Dr. Scholl's foot powder. Or take almonds.
You put it on?
Almonds is a good powder for skin, also for feet.
Yeah?
Yeah, make your feet smell nice.
Is it good? Does it get rid of the athlete's foot?
Yeah, you get rid of the smelly feet, the odor inside my toes, my bunions, my foot.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, well, make sure you got clean feet. Otherwise,
yeah.
You can't come on the frolics.
Yeah.
All right, in sight.
Wait, hold on, Frank, I gotta take a sneeze. Hold on.
Yeah.
I took a sneeze.
God bless you.
Yeah.
8:47, Inner Sight. Give us a little promo for Friday.
We don't have Suzanne.
No.
She
never showed up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Rosanna Dana. Turn in Friday from 8 to 9 o'clock on a Blog Talk Radio called The Follies, or The Follies. We're having a good time with the Saffron Sub, Lloyd Hardy, Jack Benny, Jerry Lewis.
I'm Frank Bogart. I'll be there.
And my dirty feet. I got shown by
dirty
my dirty feet
with Louis Rivera.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that smell?
Yeah.
That's Louis.
Hey, Suzanne, don't let Suzanne take her shoes and thing off.
Ew, she must smell, too.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
No, don't. hey, want me to take my shoes and sock off on your show? I go to the inside and take my shoes and sock off.
No.
No, right.
Take your shoes and socks off and put your feet up on the table. You smell out the whole studio.
Yeah, the studio wants me to put my shoes on.
Even my dog will run away.
Yeah. The studio wants me to put my shoe back on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you wear, sneakers?
I wear sneaks.
What kind of sneakers you got?
Champion, you got Skechers, you got Converse, you got Nike.
Oh, how many sneakers you got?
15 sneakers.
15 pair?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You don't wear sneakers?
Yeah, I wear.
What about shoes?
Yeah. What boots.
What size? You wear boots for winter?
Yeah.
What's your size?
9.
Yeah, me too. I'm a 9, 9 and a half. Try 9 and a half.
You wear 9 and a half?
Yeah, also 9. Don't matter.
Yeah, you wear 9 and a sneaker?
Well, how about try 8? Why don't you try size 8?
I could wear an 8.
What about size 15?
No, I can't wear no. What do you want me to walk like Moby Dick?
Yeah.
I'll be walking like crooked, like Moby Dick.
Yeah.
Captain Ahab.
Yeah. And Frank, the Alpo's out of business.
The what?
Alpo, that's out of business.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's no more. I don't see it in the market.
Oh, they didn't have enough dogs to eat it.
Yeah.
Every dog has its day.
Yeah. Ralph Cranston took the appetizer to the boss.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
When he ate it, it was an appetizer.
Yeah, go ahead, pal. Eat it up. There's plenty of crackers.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Why they spit out the cracker for?
Oh, because somebody told him it was dog food.
Yeah, it made me laugh. I saw it already. It made me crack up.
He says, do you know what that is? And he said, of course I know what it is. JM, I've been using it for years. It's dog food. Dog food?
Are you nuts to say why they make dog food? We don't have no dogs.
Reminds me of Louis Rivera.
And Ralph Cranium went home. He told Norton, but to Alice, says, Alice, come out here. He got, he's a bilious day. Why did you give me a dog store for it? And Ralph is real mad.
Hey, what if we named the dog Louie? Louie, 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 Ruff, 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 Ruff.
Yeah.
Ruffy.
Yeah. Are you go out for lunch?
No, I don't eat. I eat here.
What'd you have for lunch? What, you got something special?
Today I had, sardines. I had sardines today.
I'm not eating that stuff. I don't eat that. I'm not eating that garbage. It's not me.
It's good for you, man.
Ew, I spit it out.
No.
I like, you, if they give me sardines, I'll throw
sardines? It better not be.
If I eat sardines, I'll throw it in the garbage.
Dog food is sardines is cat food.
I'll throw it in the garbage.
Cut that out.
And I throw it in the garbage.
No. I had sardines with Ezekiel.
I'll throw it in the garbage.
Sardines with Ezekiel bread.
Yeah. I'll throw it in the garbage.
It's good for you.
No, if it's a live sardine, I can't eat them.
It's got olive oil in it.
Yeah. No salt?
No, no salt.
Why? Is that the, it got bones in it?
No, yeah, skins and bones.
Yeah. What's the name of the sardines?
But you could eat it. You could eat the bones. They're soft. I eat them. They're
got
good.
Got sauce in it?
Yeah, olive oil.
Yeah. Is that King Oscar sardines?
That's from the health store. Organic.
Who bought sardines? You did?
Yeah.
You go grocery shopping?
Yeah.
What's the market you go to?
Cornucopia.
Where's it located?
The health store. Right next to Umberto.
No, it's not around the corner.
From the Sabo place.
I don't see it in the store. I was out. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's there.
Cornucopia Market?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it closed already?
Oh, yeah. They closed 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, you remember IGA's food market?
I remember.
What about A&P?
A&P.
Yeah.
No
was
more
that?
A&P?
Atlantic and Pacific, A&P.
What happened to it?
I think it's in New Jersey. A&P is still around. New Jersey, one in all over.
Oh, yeah?
That's an A&P store, Food Town.
Oh, all right.
You remember Food Town?
Yeah.
That's in New Jersey.
Key Food.
They still around. They got Sea Town, Pioneer.
King Cullen.
Yeah, that's still around. Also, Audi, and you got Lido.
Who's that? Spanish supermarket?
Just a German supermarket.
Oh.
Yeah, all over the place.
All right.
I go to Brentwood Food Market on the corner.
Oh, yeah?
I live around the corner from there.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't go today out of home.
They got good food over there?
I go to the deli to get my macaroni salad. They're good. It's okay.
Oh, all right.
I went to get a ham and cheese sandwich on the Hero bread.
Oh.
Leave half and leave half and take one with you and leave half home.
All right. 8:55. We got to go.
Okay, Frank Pereira. I got to call you. Make sure you're... We got to have Connie and Chrissy in the swab in the bathroom with Pat Cooper.
Yeah, and then make sure you wash your feet.
What?
You wash your feet.
No, I don't wash my feet anymore.
You better wash those feet. You're not coming around here with dirty feet.
I got to tell him, Suzanne, I don't wash my feet anymore.
Oh, tell her to wash them.
Yeah.
Throw a bucket of water on them.
I don't brush my teeth either.
Why not?
Because I lost my teeth.
You lost your teeth?
Nah. I got to brush them.
You got your teeth. What are you talking about?
I got to brush my teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use Colgate or Crest.
Get some Pepsodent toothpaste.
Oh, yeah, that's still around.
Yeah.
You got your own toothbrush?
Yeah.
Well, you want to try a toothpaste?
Coconut.
In the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. We'll talk about that, Frank. Hey, Frank, I gave you a call, a standby number, because you're no engineer.
Yeah, right.
Okay, your time is running up. I got to run.
All right, Lou. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you take care.
Inner Sight, Louis Rivera. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Open mic. And we only got a couple of minutes left. 631-487-20 on the call-in, the temporary call-in number. And I want to thank all our friends. And I want to thank the new chapter president, Susie Q, in Montana. I want to thank Brandy for taking the position to be the chapter president in Massachusetts. And there'll be a lot more states starting up chapters of Inner Sight so that we can expand and help people in a better way all over the country. You know, when you have a chapter in a state and you're registered as an advocate for the disabled, it helps a lot more to for people to want to donate to the cause. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night, Nursing Home Show. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our hotline, 631-224-3090. Email, innersight1620@gmail.com. And thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you very much to all our friends. See you tomorrow night. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Inner Sight. Give us more.